term life insurance. It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome to the program. Pre-4th of July edition, I guess.
Why Professor did you Plum. Say that?
Well, you know, I'm here with Professor... I'm Johnny Dean, by the way. Welcome, everyone. Radio, television... Professor Rick Plum here with me. Now, most of you folks who listen on radio, in fact, all of you folks listening on radio can't see what Plum is wearing, nor do you care. But I will just suggest that anybody who's watching us on television right now will notice Professor Plum is decked out in the red, white, and blue.
My flag
very
shirt.
Very similar to the shirt you wore last year when we did a show right around this time on July 4th.
Very similar, since I only wear the shirt once or twice a year.
That's it. That's it. So anyway, we're here for you, professional sounding on radio and nice and loud on television. How's that?
Loud and proud.
That's right. So we're here today, and tomorrow we'll be here, but not live. This is going to be an odd week here on this program because we've got a show today, obviously. We've got a show, no show tomorrow, at least not a live show. There will be a show. No live show tomorrow. And then we're here live Wednesday, Thursday, and then I'm not sure yet about Friday because I know you're traveling or something. So anyway, it's going to be an interesting week. Hey, but listen, that doesn't mean that we can't have fun today. Is anybody showing up for work today?
There's several people in the office, yes.
Well, I don't mean here. I mean here. We're doing our job.
Traffic was pretty light driving in this morning.
There was not a single soul on the freeway when I...
Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Well, anyway, so I think, you know, when you have a 4th of July that starts on a Tuesday...
Mm-hmm. Monday,
I mean, what's the point? What's the point of Monday?
We're already warming up the barbecues, getting things ready.
That's it, exactly. That's it. In fact, I think even the markets are closed
early?
Noon or something today. Yeah, I don't know. I think they close early, maybe 11 o'clock Eastern time. I don't know. Anyway, what does this mean for you folks? Well, it really doesn't mean anything except to tell you that we're here live today. And we're here to answer your questions if you're out there and you want to talk to us. The topic today, really, I moved the original topic, which had to do with undoing Roth conversion. We're going to do that, I think, on Thursday of this week. And if you folks who pay attention to our topics on a daily basis and get our list know what we're going to talk about. But I thought today, just because it's the day before the 4th of July, there is no technical day for this other than to tell you we're going to be doing email roundup because we got a lot of emails. We got some over the weekend once again, and we're going to get caught up as we do this, as I've said, every few weeks or so, just to sort of make sure we answer everybody's questions. So that is what we're going to be doing today. Now, you've got questions on anything at all. If you're out there listening, whether you're working today or not, whatever, you're getting a nice maybe head start on a long weekend. We're still here for you, at least today. 877-PLANNER. That's our number. PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Again, we're here live for you today to answer whatever questions that you have on money and so forth. We're over halfway through the year, Professor Plum. Did you realize this?
I actually did, yes.
Oddly enough, we are in the second half of the year, and 2017 just zipping right by, as the years happen to do, which means that you've only got a little less than 6 months to make sure that things like your taxes are in order, that you've done everything you can. You know, we get calls, Professor Plum, toward the end of every year, November, December, people asking us, well, what can I do? It seems like I'm projecting a fairly large tax bill here. we say, well, you know, if it's November, December, there really isn't a whole lot of room left.
Yeah, there's not a lot of manipulation of different things that you can do at that point.
No.
There might be something. But
maybe something, but not nearly as much as you might think if you are thinking
well,
about
you have
this
6 months left.
Sure, sure. So I would suggest that now is a really good time to review that stuff with your advisor or with the Brain Trust here and get thinking about how you might be able to save some taxes for next year, things to get ready for. So anyway, all this means that we're going to be taking your emails and your phone calls. We'll be doing this for the next couple of hours. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. And, of course, those emails, which we'll be getting to here in just a second, go to our website, wealthed.com, and send it to us there, wealthed.com. And Professor Plum, as I said, he's working today. At least for a good part of the day. And if you want to talk to Professor Plum or any Lucia Capital Group advisor, they're here for you once again as we start the second half of the year. 800-644-1150 is the off-air number. You can speak with an advisor, make an appointment, talk to them about what's on your mind, talk to them about what you have, what you think you should have, what you shouldn't have, what's in your portfolio, how are you going to get from here to there? Oh, and by the way, how are you going to save some taxes this year? Could be another important question you could ask. 800-644-1150. Talk to the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. They've got strategies to help you out, bucket strategies. Talking a lot about buckets last week, and we did have some emails on that, Professor Plum. And, of course, quite a few Social Security emails. So I'll start with one of those. We're going to sort of change topics each time we do this because we do, once again, have a lot of Social Security-type emails. Willie in Beaumont, Texas, who says, I've been divorced from my ex-wife for over 30 years. I've now applied for Social Security benefits. On my application, I did not list my ex-wife. I didn't think there was any reason due to the length of time we've been divorced and the fact that she has her own retirement, and I didn't have any documents. She is now also retired and has been receiving her Social Security benefits for over a year. I have no idea what her monthly benefit is. I now realize that she may be entitled to benefits under my Social Security if it's higher than hers. She may not file. Who knows? How should I handle this matter?
Well, Willie, it's really not any of your concern. If she wants to file, if you want to, you can call her and say, you know, my Social Security benefit is X. If that's more than double what she's receiving from Social Security, you may want to tell her, hey, if you want, you can apply for potentially apply for a benefit that might be higher than what you're already receiving. But you don't really have to do anything. You didn't have to list her. It's not any of your concern. You've been divorced for 30 years, and your benefit won't change regardless of what she does or doesn't do with Social Security. Your benefit's your own benefit. Now, if she's been remarried, if she's remarried at this point, she's not eligible for a benefit from you. But if she's still single, if you think her benefit is relatively small, depending upon what ages you applied, what age she applied, if your benefit is more than double hers and you want to be nice, you need a reason to call her, yeah, say, hey, you know, you may be able to be eligible for a benefit from my work record. Now, if you know, you said you didn't know what her benefit is, but if she's been working, if you think her benefit is at least equal to or greater than half of what you're receiving, then as long as you're alive, she's not going to get a spousal benefit. And what do you have to do? Honestly, you don't have anything to do. It's just a matter of, do you want to be a nice guy? Do you want to talk to her? Mm-hmm. Do you want to call her? It's been 30 years. Might be nice to say hi.
Get caught up.
Yeah.
How are those Social Security benefits doing? Oh, by the way, you might be able to get a little bit more.
But as I mentioned, it has absolutely no impact on your benefit, whether she does or does not take a benefit from your work record. Your benefit is your benefit regardless. And so it's all a matter of whether you want to call her and tell her that she may, might be a little awkward and say, you know what, I understand that your Social Security benefit is horrible, so I'm going to reach out and say, hey, you want an extra $100? Or, I don't know how much it would be. But remember, her benefit, assuming she applied at full retirement age 66, cannot be, I mean, the spousal benefit is no more than 50% of your full retirement age benefit. And if hers is less than half, then she may be able to get something. But if she's been working since the divorce for the last 30 years, it's likely that her benefit is at least half of what you're receiving already.
Now, as I was reading this email, you may have said this, I may have missed it. Did you mention anything about the length of time they were married?
Well, no, I didn't. I mean, you were divorced for 30 years. For her to be eligible for a spousal retirement benefit, or ultimately a survivor benefit if you pass away before her, assuming she's single, you had to have been married for at least 10 years before the divorce. So maybe you got married at, you know, 22, got divorced at 33, and you're now 65. It's been 30 years since you got divorced, but you were married for at least 10 years. If that's the case, then she may, and she's still single, you know, she may be eligible for a benefit from you. But if you weren't married for 10 years, then don't worry about calling her because she's not eligible for a benefit from your work record.
Yeah, now you've certainly been divorced the requisite amount of time.
30 years.
And whether or not she's single now could be another question.
Right, so for her to get a benefit from you, you had to have been married for at least 10 years, and she has to still be single. And she's already receiving her benefit, so your benefit would have to be, or her benefit would have to be, you know, less than half of what you're receiving, basically.
Yeah, the one, and again, for those wondering, and I had an email on this late, somewhere else, and I don't know which page it was, but it's all, if I can find it, we'll read it a little later on. There's nothing you can do to stop. You don't want to, but there are some people who want to stop their ex from getting a benefit. Think of, you know, they never worked, and they're getting something off my, you know, my coattails or whatever. Doesn't happen that way. As you said, there's nothing he needs to do in order for her to do it, other than maybe let her know, hey, there's a benefit for you, but there's nothing he has to do.
As far as your responsibility, you have no responsibility towards this. It's her responsibility to know or not know whether she's eligible for a benefit from her work record. You're not responsible for telling her.
Exactly. So it's just something to keep in mind. Again, it seems like this is a nice thing. Of course, it's been 30 years.
And she has to be single.
Well, as we said, you have to be. She has to be single still. If she gets married, she's tied to the new spouse. But hey, it's at least worth a phone call, right?
Especially if you want to say hi. If you want a reason, here's a reason.
That's right. Okay, taking a break. We'll get to some more of your emails, the email roundup, and phone calls. 877-PLANNER. Bucket Strategy Investing. Coming back with more right after this.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC. And a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the 1 gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready to use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Techno, huh?
Oh, this is digging deep.
This is digging the bottom of the barrel. Oh, man. Was this one of the roller skating songs that I had?
I could see this being part of the roller derby game.
I think
game.
This was. This is way... This was from junior high or something. Unless I'm confusing it with another song. All right, anyway. Well, thanks for that memory. Woo! All right, 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, having some fun today, kind of a, I don't know, loosey-goosey. It's a Monday, but it sure feels like a Friday to me. Again, we're not here tomorrow, obviously, because of the Independence Day, 4th of July holiday. I'll be back live and kicking here on Wednesday. But anyway, we are here live today, taking your questions and calls, whatever. If you have questions, we've opened up the phone lines for you. If not, we've got plenty of emails to get to as well. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We were talking last Friday, and I don't know that I will get to it today, but I may want to bring it up again, about how much stock, was it Friday or Thursday? Anyway, last week, how much stock you should have, somebody should have at retirement. And that was the question. We had somebody asking us, and they sent me this article, which I can't, oh, here it is, which, oddly enough, is headlined, "How much stock should you own in retirement?" by Kelly Green. I don't know who where this is actually published. But if I can bring this up later on, maybe not today, but later on this week, a couple of different ideas that people have about how much you should own, and some suggesting you should lower the amount of stock you have at retirement, then increase over time as you go. There are those who, oh, look at this, divide assets into five buckets.
Okay.
That can last 30 years. And then a couple of other ideas. So if we have time, we'll do that. I don't know if we will. I meant to bring that up before. I just didn't. Okay. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. This comes from somewhere in Texas. Don't even have a name on this. I don't know why. Purchased a small rental property 12 years ago for $100,000. Been depreciating it each year. Thinking of selling, but don't like the idea of paying income taxes.
Who does?
That's odd, really? A friend told me to move in for at least 2 years and then it would be tax-free. My income is $18,000 from Social Security, $18,000 from IRA distributions, and $800 a month from the rental. My question is, how much in taxes would I save if I move back in?
Now, they've owned it for about 12 years, you said, right?
Yeah.
Or they said.
A small rental property 12 years ago, bought it for $100,000.
So let's assume that we move into it in the beginning of the next year. So you've at that point, let's just make it, you've owned it for 14 years. And you sell it as a primary residence, a residence that you've lived in for two of the last 5 years. So you do qualify for the potential exclusion of gain. But how much gain can you actually exclude? Did they mention how much the selling price might be?
Don't. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, the problem is, while we do have an exclusion of up to $250,000 of gain for a single individual, $500,000 of gain for a married couple filing a joint return, you're not going to get that much unless you have an extremely large amount of gain. The reason being, back in 2008, they changed the rules slightly. And they said, if you move into a property that you already own and establish it as your primary residence after you've already owned it for a period of time where it was not your primary residence, the gain on the property will be pro rata. Part of it will be due to the ownership, or part of it will be due to the primary residence ownership time. Part of it will be due to the ownership time where you did not own it as your primary residence. Now, the lucky or slightly lucky thing for you is they only count time after 2008 against you. So if you were to move into it beginning of next year, live in it for 2 years, you've owned it for 14 years, they're going to divide all the time after 2008 by the total ownership time. All the time after 2008 that you did not live in it as your primary residence, divided by the overall ownership time. So after 2008, you got 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16,
16 years.
17.
No,
7 years.
7 years.
7 years divided by 14 years of ownership. So 50% of whatever gain is realized on the sale of the property will be eligible to be excluded because it was your primary residence. But the other $50,000 would not be. Let's say that you could sell it net of selling expenses for $250,000. There's $150,000 worth of gain in that example. You would have to pay tax on $75,000 worth of that gain. You would be able to exclude the tax on $75,000. You would be able to exclude $75,000 of gain from the tax return. It wouldn't even show up. So it's a nice thing. It's a pretty good exclusion, but you're not going to be able to exclude the entire amount. Plus, the time that you've owned it prior to moving into it, where it was a rental. Did you say it was a rental or they just owned it?
It is a rental.
Okay. Well, as a rental, you've been depreciating it.
Yes, for 12 years.
And whatever depreciation that you should have taken and did take over the past 12 years will be recaptured. Now, $100,000 property, unless it's a condo, is not going to be able to be depreciated the whole thing. So some smaller amount. So you may have been depreciating it $2,000, $2,500 a year or so. But over 12 years, that's added up. I mean, $25,000, $30,000 of accumulated depreciation that you may have been taking over the years. So you would add that as a recapture of depreciation to the tune of whatever the number is. Let's call it $20,000. That's going to be the gain. Would then $75,000 with the gain would be on the tax return as well. That gain and that recapture would then make sure that 85% of your Social Security definitely becomes taxable this year, in the year of sale. So you would pay, you'd have all these different things going on. You would expect to pay a reasonable amount. Now, as a single individual, that gain, whatever gain there was, would probably all fall in the 15% income to 15% long-term capital gain bracket. If there's a married couple here, and those the incomes that you told me about were the only incomes, then a good portion of that gain would fall in the 0% long-term capital gain bracket. Well, some of it would fall in the 0%, not all of it. So there's a lot of moving parts here.
Wow.
But some of the gain will be taxable thanks to that proration rule that they put in 2008, where they split the time, they split the gain between the time that it was not your primary residence after 2008 and the whole ownership time.
Now, she wanted to know how much she would save if she moved back in.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what her depreciation is, because that's going to eat up a lot of the availability of space in the gain. Some of that depreciation, I mean, she's got $18,000 of an IRA distribution, and 85% of her $18,000 of Social Security, there's another probably $16,000. So you were looking at $34,000 right there.
Yeah.
She's rented it for at least half of the year, so she's going to have some taxable event there. She's used up a big chunk, if not all of her, if in single individual, a big chunk of her 15% income tax bracket. So that recapture would be at the 25% bracket.
Most of it.
That gain would be, this, if that number's come out, I don't know what her selling price is, so I don't know how much the gain is.
Yeah, we don't
know. But in my
that.
Example, there'd be $75,000 of gain at the 15% bracket. What state is she in?
Texas.
Okay, luckily you don't have that to worry about.
No state tax, that's right. Okay, anyway, I hope you got all that, whoever you are, and I thank you for that email. 877-PLANNER. I'll have you do the math during the break. I came up with $1,500 of savings.
Oh, way more than that.
PLANNER. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, welcome back to the show. I was going to have to do math on our last email. Remember that was from Texas, but you don't have enough information?
Not enough information.
Okay. I was just throwing a number out there, $1,500. That sounded about right. You said that was way too low.
Well, I mean, from what was listed in the email, yeah, that's a little low. Because there's depreciation. And just maybe there's some other things going on in life. I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Now, if she moves into it, her income is going to go down by $10,000 a year because she's getting $800 a month rent.
Right, so that goes away, obviously.
But so also do the expenses, and I don't know what those are.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, just a thought. Okay, 877-PLANNER.
Actually, the expenses don't go away. She's living in it. She still have the property tax. Still have the interest, the insurance.
If you folks missed that email, it was there was more math than I ever thought there would be. Not math so much, but you know.
Moving numbers.
Just too many moving numbers. Let's hope this one's a little bit easier. By the way, we are doing this email roundup today, so if you have questions, you can email us or give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Dennis in Longmont, Colorado. I'm confused regarding the tax treatment of dividends for those in the 10 to 15% bracket. Is there a difference in taxation for qualified versus ordinary dividends? All right, let's explain this.
Well, there are two types of dividends from a taxation standpoint. There are, as you mentioned, qualified dividends and ordinary dividends. And the difference is how they're taxed. Ordinary dividends are taxed just like interest. You know, it just goes on your tax return, just like your wages, your IRA distributions, your interest, your passive income, all the other types of income that just get normal taxation treatment. Qualified dividends, however, have a preferential treatment. And basically, they're taxed in the same manner that a long-term capital gain would be taxed. If that amount of dividend, or that amount of dividend that falls in the 15% or lower income tax bracket from an ordinary income purpose, those dividends will be taxed at a 0% tax bracket. If they would have otherwise fallen in a higher than 15% ordinary income tax bracket, a 25 through 35% bracket, then instead of being taxed at the marginal rate that an ordinary income would be taxed at, they're taxed at a 15% qualified dividend tax rate. Now, if you are so lucky to have so much in income that it would have fallen, those dividends would have fallen into 39.6 or higher, well, no, there is no higher at that point.
No.
39.6% federal income tax bracket.
Not yet.
Yeah. Then they would have been taxed at the 20% qualified dividend tax treatment. So we've got three different tax brackets for qualified dividends and long-term capital gains, where we've got seven tax brackets for ordinary income. So depending upon where they would have fallen if they had been ordinary income dictates how much they would be taxed as a qualified dividend or as a long-term capital gain.
Now, when you say, we should probably explain this, because we talk about this a lot, qualified plans, qualified dividends. Let's explain what we say qualified versus ordinary dividends. Most people say, well, a dividend's a dividend, isn't it?
A dividend is not a dividend. It depends on what happened at the company that issued the dividend. A dividend, basically, if the dividend was tax deductible or it was a pass-through entity where it was not taxed at the corporate level, or would not have been subject to tax. Whether they actually paid tax or not is not the issue. But if it would have been taxable at the corporate level, then you get the qualified status. If it was not taxable at the corporate level, but instead flowed through, an S-corp isn't taxed at the corporate level, a real estate investment trust is not taxed at the corporate level. You know, those you get to pay full tax on, because there's no tax at the corporate level. A preferred stock actually deducts it like interest at the corporate level. Because they were able to deduct it, it was not a taxable event at the corporate level. It gets to be taxed as ordinary income when you receive it. However, a common stock, when a company has a profit and it pays out a dividend in the common stock world, that is not a deductible expense to the corporation. Even though it is a reduction of cash in their corporate checking account, it doesn't get to reduce the profits. So it's technically being taxed at the corporate level. And because it's being taxed at the corporate level, we as individuals that receive that dividend get to pay a lower tax when we receive it, or we get to put it on our tax return as a lower bracket. I mean, it used to be where, you know, a corporation has $100 million in profit. They get taxed at 35% on the majority, almost all of that profit. And then they issue most of that money, if they were going to do so, as a dividend to the shareholder. The shareholder then puts it on their tax bracket, and they pay tax on it at their bracket, whatever it is, 25, 35, 39.6. So that dollar that came through as profit was taxed better than 50% in most cases by the time the shareholder got to spend it. By putting in the preferential capital gain and or preferential qualified dividend treatment, it's still taxed at the corporate level at 35%, but then we pay 15% for the most of us, or maybe zero for some of us, at the personal level, so that $1 of profit is being taxed a little less than 50%, or closer to 50% in many cases. And that's all it is. Was it taxed at the corporate level, or was it deductible or passed through at the corporate level?
So if it
was taxed at the corporate level, then it becomes a qualified dividend. You get to pay a lower tax bracket on it when you receive it. If it was passed on through to you without stopping in the tax bracket of the corporation, or it was deducted at the corporate level, you're going to pay ordinary income on it.
It has to have a tax identifier on it, or a tax wrapper on it, or something. If somebody paid taxes or an entity paid taxes on it at some point, then it becomes qualified. If not, if it just got tossed out the window and you happen to catch it, and there's no tax marker on it, then...
It's like interest on a bond. When a company pays interest on a bond, they deduct the interest they're paying. Like when you pay interest on a home, you deduct the interest you're paying. Companies deduct the interest that they're paying. You get to pay ordinary income on the interest that you're receiving, unless you're a municipality.
So when I pay deductible interest on my home, does the bank have to declare that as income, huh?
Oh, it's part of their revenue stream, yes. And that's the gross revenue, and then they get to take their deductions and expenses against it.
Oh, okay. So in theory, they're paying some kind of tax on that income that they have, subject to other write-offs.
Right.
And I don't think banks have any write-offs, do they?
Well, they have buildings, they have employees, they have lots of expenses.
I was kidding, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, banks? Are you kidding me? Banks? You don't think they have any lobbyists? Okay.
Oh, that side of it, okay.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see here. Betty in Penn Valley, California. I'm just kind of going up and down these. We have another Social Security email we're going to get to in just a second. I'm planning to put a rental property in California into an LLC, a limited liability company. Does that trigger a property tax reassessment? This is important to people in California, Professor Plum.
In California, properties do not get reassessed for property tax values, except for when there is a transfer of ownership. And so is the movement of a property from my own ownership to an LLC that I own a transfer of ownership? I'd have to look it up for sure. I haven't read this for a while, but I believe that if the owner is the same in both cases, that it's not a transfer. But if the ownership changes as far as I send it to an LLC, I am the only owner of it, and I put it into an LLC that John and I both own, that would be a transfer, because technically he owns part of the property at that point. I'd have to look for sure, though, because California is a strange one, and that one I've not looked up in a while. We have a different property tax system. Property taxes are based on the value that you pay for the house when you buy it. They don't go up except for more than about 1% a year.
There's a cap on how much they can go up per year.
They're not reassessed unless you do a major remodel, or if you add to it, then they'll reassess the value of the new addition to it. But you generally don't get... Now, it was also... We were out touring around looking at some expensive houses last night just for the fun of it, and there was a house for sale in a nice part of town, so to speak.
You and your wife.
My wife and my sister and my cousin who were in from out of town.
Oh, that's right. You got family in town. Okay.
And right. There was a very nice house. It was, you know, overlooking the skyline of the downtown area. And we looked up. It was $2.2 million sales price. I know I'm not looking to buy it, but but because of some quirk in the property tax law, its property taxes were capped at $5,000.
This is just a house?
Just a house. It wasn't a business or anything. It was like, I've never even heard of that. Because due to such and such law, property taxes are capped at just under $5,000 for a $2.2 million house.
A $5,000 total tax bill.
Total property tax bill. Wow. Of course, you got to come up with the $2.2 million first.
Well, yeah. good. I just paid $2.2 million. I can't afford a $5,000 or more property tax bill.
But it was like, it surprised me.
That kind of surprises me as well. Did we figure out what that was? It doesn't matter to anybody else outside of California, so we're not going to talk
about
it.
Doesn't matter to anybody else outside of that little zone that they had.
Very strange. Very strange. Some states do have this, in California is one of them, an odd property tax structure. And it was all based, at least in California, on a law that's now almost 40 years old.
39 years this year, yeah.
It just hit 39 years, as a matter of fact, from the old Proposition 13 days. Property taxes were capped. How do you like that? All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Instead of taking your emails and phone calls, you want to email the show, you can go to our website. That's where everybody else has gone, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. You'll see a link that says Find Your Answer. That's where you go. Getting more of your answers when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with the Lucia Capital Group advisor, who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Market strategy investing. Another hour coming up. We're live again today, of course. Today's show live. Tomorrow, not live. We will have a program, but one from the archives, as we wish everybody a happy, healthy, safe, etc. 4th of July tomorrow. Gotta love the 4th of July, man. It's so nice that the 4th of July happens in the middle of summer, you know? Wouldn't it be awful if the 4th of July happened in December and you couldn't have a barbecue?
It's kind of hard to barbecue in the snow in some areas.
It really is. So it was just perfect placement of the 4th of July, isn't it? Anyway, so we'll be off tomorrow. We'll be back Wednesday, Thursday. We'll be back live the rest of the week. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. And as I said, another hour coming up. We'll get to more of your emails. It's kind of what we're doing once again today, a roundup of emails and phone calls and so forth. I had... let's see. What is it with Ned in Ryerson, Alabama? He seems to push his way to the front of the line. And so I'll read Ned's email. Actually, it just came in through a different channel. So, but as long as it's here. This says, Ned is watching. That's why it came through a different channel. Because Ned is watching on one of our broadcasts on television. He says, great shirt.
Thank you, Ned.
All you need is a bald eagle, a rifle, and a mug full of oil to complete the ensemble. I don't know what that means. I mean, the bald eagle I get, the mug full of oil?
I was thinking more of a baseball bat and some apple pie.
Okay, that's what it is. If you just tuned in and you're listening on radio, it doesn't matter to you, but if you watched on television, you would see Professor Plum in his decked out in his America, or his America shirt.
America shirt.
Freedom written all over it, and the gold glory, etc. So anyway, that's the deal. That's why Ned mentions that. Let's move along. I was wondering, says Ned, I'm looking into starting a new career. The training that I'm pursuing is not a college. It is not a school at all. Oh. Since it counts toward career training, can I deduct it from my tax return?
Well, your schooling to go into a career that you're not already in isn't deductible anyway. If I am a radio talker person, and I want to go to...
That's the official title, by the way. It's on my business card. Yeah. Radio Talker Person.
I was watching Top Gun the other day, and that scene where Goose is like, What about that truck driving school? Maybe I need to change
career. Truckmasters.
If he had gone and taken the classes to go to Truckmaster, those wouldn't have been a deductible expense in the first place. That's not deductible because you're not in the career. Now, if you are a truck driver and you're moving from X license to a better license or whatever else to improve your existing career, that may be a deductible expense as you're going along. But just becoming educated, you know, going to school to get your degree is not, and then try to get a job after that, is not a deductible expense. Getting a job and then having them require you get a degree to move up in the ladder or whatever the case, that can be a deductible expense. It's deductible to further the career you're in. It's not deductible to get a career.
So you're saying if you were a truck driver, but you weren't a very good one, and so they made you go to, you know, some kind of formal training to make you get better, you might be able to deduct that.
Oh yeah, I mean, if it's being required by your employment, it's going to be a it's going to be a deductible expense. Whether you can deduct or not, it's a whole other ballgame. But you're getting out of school and deciding, hey, I want to be a truck driver, and we're only using that because of what I saw on Top Gun the other
truck day. Masters. I think he mentioned Truck
he did.
Masters.
It was a company in the area where they filmed the movie back
was.
In 1986.
There was an old guy who stood on television on these late night commercials and talked about doing truck driving, and he had this big phrase: "You can work it around your regular job." And he made this big circular motion with both of his hands. I'll never forget that.
And they referenced it in the movie. Yeah.
That's what it is. Yes. Maybe it's too late. Is it too late for us to become something else? Maybe truck drivers. What about truck masters?
That was right after they got chewed out for the high speed pass. I think.
No. It was.
Yeah, it was. Yes.
Well,
the one at Miramar.
No. He was. They were standing outside,
listening to their commanding officer.
Was it Tom Skerritt or somebody getting chewed out? Anyway, I guess I should go watch.
Well, that about covers the high speed pass.
A flyby, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes. Okay. Oh man, this is.
Talk about America. I mean, movie's pretty patriotic.
You got to do Top Gun, right? Let's see. In fact, did we just hit the 30th anniversary of that?
A year ago.
Yeah, was it a year ago?
It was 86 it was released.
Okay, yeah, and so they were putting it out in theaters again. Cool. And in Seattle, Washington, if I'm named as a domestic partner under my fiancé's health plan, does that prevent me from receiving Social Security benefits from my ex-husband when he starts taking his benefit in 3 years?
It depends on the state you live in. If they see that as a legal marriage, then you are not eligible for ex-spouse's benefits. If the state that you're in doesn't see a domestic partnership that is at the same level as a marriage, then one doesn't have anything to do with the other. I think in most states, the domestic partnership is a different level than a marriage, and so you're from Social Security, you're going to be not considered married. You're considered not married, so you'll be able to get the benefits of the domestic partnership in the state that you live in, but you'll be able to get the ex-spouse's Social Security benefit. It's all about the state that you live in. Some states elevate domestic partnerships to the same basic status as a marriage. And so it's all about your state. What state was she in?
This is in Washington, Seattle type.
Yeah, I don't know. Nevada, I do know that they do not raise domestic partnership to the same level. I don't know about Washington.
Yeah, because that would, this I guess came from what we were talking about, I don't know, half hour or so ago, with regard to ex-spouse's benefits. You can, if you have a qualifying marriage and it was at least 10 years and you've been divorced for at least 2 years, you can, if you're still single, potentially collect Social Security benefits on that ex-spouse.
So the real key is, how are you filing your tax return? Are you filing as a single individual or are you filing as a married individual? If you're filing as a married individual because that's what's required in your state with a domestic partnership, then Social Security is going to look at it as you're married. If you're filing as a single individual, even though you're in a domestic partnership, Social Security is going to see you as a single individual. I'd look at that first.
I would assume so. But again, you're getting into different state laws and all that kind of thing. It would be nice, though, I mean, in this particular instance,
To not be recognized
for Social Security purposes, but to be recognized for in-state health benefit reasons, to have just the opposite. It's an interesting question, and
the only state that I know anything about in that respect is Nevada.
Yeah. But anyway, again, once you get remarried or you're recognized as married couple now, and you file obviously a joint return or some kind of married return.
They're considered married in the state for health considerations.
Right.
But not for tax considerations.
Well, hey, be interesting. Okay, I'll get another hour coming up. If you want to reach Professor Plum or any Lucia Capital Group advisor off the air, talk about your retirement strategy. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Important number. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.